See, I love him on the show, 104.3 Jen. What you looking at me like that for, B? You can't just start talking on that song. Women wait for that, end of that song. That's a big song for women. You know, they wait for that. They singing, and they in their car right now. I try hard to fight it. They go hard. You just jump in there like that before the end of that song?
It cuts off like immediately.
Nah, yeah, but I'll be ready, B. I've been on this radio for a long time. You don't think I know this joint right
here? I'm just sitting right here eating
popcorn. I know because I was looking up a word on Google search.
What word are you looking up?
I was actually looking up a phrase, and the phrase is revisionist history.
What does that even mean?
Okay, the meaning of revisionist, and I'm going to tell you why, because our boss says he likes it when I tell stories that can only come from me.
Right.
All right? Revisionist history is usually means challenging the orthodox or established, accepted, or traditional views held about a historical event. And that's it's people telling a story in their own way. Like, when it's all said and done between us, Jen,
Yeah. You
might have one view of how things went with me.
So
and
true.
I have another view, and then there's the truth.
Ooh, that's really deep.
You understand what I'm saying? And the reason why I looked this up is because the other day, SWV, well, not all of them, Alili and Taj were on The Breakfast Club, and boom, my name comes up again.
No kidding. How did they bring up your name?
Actually, See the God brought it up, right? And he was like, yeah, because they were talking about dating and who they dated in the industry. And I'm just saying, so my boy sent me the interview. I didn't even see it.
Oh, no, wait,
and I'm
wait.
Like, oh, my God.
So, wait, who did you date from SWV again?
Leanne.
We didn't date.
We were a couple. And then my name came up again. And I just knew it. Yeah. And the reason why I say it's revisionist history is because every time she tells a story, you know, we had her on the station we was in Atlanta, right, Krista?
Yeah, yeah.
And then I had to just say, okay, I'm going to let you tell the story, because we almost got into an argument.
Because she
views our breakup differently than I view it.
Oh, of course, because there's two sides to every coin.
It's her side, my side, and then the truth.
Oh, and then the truth.
Yeah, because her revisionist history is real whack to me.
Oh, I get it, because sometimes your opinions and your feelings get mixed into it, too.
Because
Lord knows my breakups,
listen,
I have a different side.
We had... According to her, I cheated on her.
Okay.
That's absolutely
not the truth.
Not at all. We had broken up, and I moved on. I actually ended up marrying Kim.
Okay.
Right? But Leanne and I were already broken up at that point. Because I didn't see Kim. I was with Kim way before Leanne. And then Kim and I broke up. Kim moved to Los Angeles. I didn't see Kim again until I went to Vegas to a Mike Tyson fight. That's when I saw Kim, and we started talking. And then... we kept talking for a couple of months, and I told her I need you to move back. And she said, I'm not moving back if I don't live with you. And I was like, come on.
Mm.
And then Leanne got all in her feelings and did a job on my Nissan Pathfinder. And then
No,
it's just true. And then see the guy asked her, well, did you pay for it? No. She did. She gave me a $15,000 check.
So why is she saying no?
And she almost did. She ain't telling Pop about why I tried to kill her either, but that's a whole nother story.
Oh, my gosh. I cannot wait to hear all of this juicy stuff.
All right, let's play some True That or Not True That. 312-729-1043. 312-729. We were young and stupid. 312-729-1043. Let's play True That or Not True That for some J-Lo tickets. Dad, love a morning show.
Hey, Sonic.